Welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast, where every week Danny and Maura Vega discuss topics that help families live a healthy and active lifestyle with their little ones, including nutrition and training, peaceful parenting, education, and mindset. To stay up to date, make sure to hit subscribe on this podcast and check out the blog at www.fatfuel.family. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram at dannyvega.ms, at fatfueledmom, and at fatfueledkids, and Fat Fuel Family on YouTube. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, we want to take a minute to talk about a revolutionary idea that our friends shared with us in February that has completely changed our lives. For those of you who know us well or have been listening to us for a while, you know how much we love to travel. Imagine having a VIP 4 to 5 star travel experience at 2 to 3 star prices. Imagine getting paid to travel. Well, all of these things have now become our reality and we can't not share it with our listeners. Now that we know what we know, we will never pay full price on travel ever again. If you're interested in joining us and millions of other people who have been traveling the world and living their dreams, just email us at hello@fatfueled.family for more info.
Welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Vega, and I'm joined by the woke warrior mom herself.
Exhausting.
My wife and business partner. How are you, my love?
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted.
Mentally.
I
need this right now.
Yes. I think that we should do more of this and less of the other stuff.
For sure.
For your sanity, please, for the love of God.
Mm-hmm. So then do I just let them silence me? Is that what you're saying?
No, you just don't focus on
this. I battle with this.
I know. Listen, trust me. I know.
Because Cuba.
I know. And I all this stuff. I know all of that. I just think that for your sanity.
Agree.
It's better, but we don't want to waste any time because we have friends right now who are joining us from a motor coach, beautiful motor coach, and they turned off their air conditioning just for us. So they could get the best quality audio. But let me introduce you guys first. This week's guests are a family of four that decided to take the road less traveled. They've been rock bottom, but gained their wealth over the last 7 years as they've traveled the world with old friends and new friends like us. Travel has expanded their minds and propelled them to sell almost everything they own and go coast to coast to discover more of what life has to offer. Today, we'll be talking about their struggles, their challenges, and how they turned them into victory. They're our friends. Maura has not met them in person, even though we talk to them every single day, but they're like family. Welcome, Travis and Brittany Just. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Well, hello. This is awesome. We are so excited and honored to be on the podcast today, guys. So.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. I can't wait for the world to meet you guys. I know that, you know, people that are following us and stuff are starting to kind of see us interact and curious about what you're doing. Yeah. But this will be great for them to really get to know you guys better.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to it. And I know, Mar, when he says we haven't even met yet, I feel like I've known you. We've known you for 10 years.
I know. It's so ridiculous. Like, I'm like, yeah, we have.
I was just in arm's reach at Lifetime Fitness in Tampa.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Britt, I've actually at least been in the same like room as her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But she's never experienced a good quality Travis hug. And those are good.
I give good ones. Let's go.
All right, guys. So you call yourselves the homeless millionaires. Can you tell us the story behind the name?
Yeah. So, you know, it was funny So we're Midwest people. We grew up in the Midwest. I married an Ohio state girl and I'm from Minnesota. One of our dreams was to move to Florida. So 3 years ago, we moved to Florida and, you know, loved it. Was having a great time. We went from St. Petersburg to Tampa. We had just got a condo right there on Tampa Bay. And, you know, we had made two payments and it was a Monday and I just made my second payment on Friday. And that weekend, her and I just started talking like, man, what if we just, one of the dreams that we had in our heart way back 13 years ago when I first met her, it was in her mind, it was in my mind, was to sell everything at one point and just take the road, you know, buy a motor coach and travel the world, well, or travel North America. And what happened was we just put it out there to the people at our development. We just said, man, if we were to do this, would there be anybody interested? The very next morning, we got two people show up and they say, how much would it take you to leave? And we gave them a price. They said, we'll take everything in it. And the homeless part comes from because 7 days later, we were out. We lived in a hotel for 5 weeks And in that time, we're like, you know what? That's, if that isn't God telling us that this is our chance to take our twin 8-year-olds and go travel North America, I don't know what is. And life has been very good to us over the last 7 years. We're very blessed. And
let's be honest, Trev cannot sit still for 2 seconds in one place. So
yeah, this is
perfect for our life.
And
the other part of the homeless millionaire is that, we found since we've been on the road, we realized that, you know, we don't need a whole lot of stuff to make us happy. So
yeah.
The other, you know, sense of the word is to have, you know, the abundant feeling and, you know, be able to live life abundantly without having to have stuff. So that's where the homeless millionaires comes in.
What we had a friend though, that called us up and we hadn't had the name. We were trying to think of a name because we were putting it on Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff. And he's like, you're a bunch of freaking homeless millionaires. And we're like, that's it.
That's, I love it.
That's honest to goodness how we got the name. Right. So there it is.
Gosh, that's amazing. Honestly, it is the perfect name. When I heard that, I was like, that's literally like, it's so catchy. And it's you guys really found a really good one there. That's always a mission.
Well, it's been 9 months and we're having a blast. That's for sure.
So cool. Well, Travis, we're going to talk a little bit about you now. You've experienced some serious hardships and challenges, you know, with your mother's health and with your own health. Could you share this story with our listeners and, you know, how you responded to all of this and got through all of it?
Yeah. I mean, I certainly think I've always believed, you know, everybody has a test in their testimony. And for me growing up in a really small town, I grew up in a class of 38 kids, 5 kids went on to college. Everybody else still lives there, still hangs out there, gets married early, has a bunch of babies early. Most of them are now divorced. And I'm like, I knew there was something more, but I didn't know. You know, we become who we hang out with. And I was just in that environment. And what happened was the turning point for me was going into my senior year of high school. I was 18 years old and I had just lost mom to cancer. Cancer came into our life and took mom from us within 9 months. And that's when I realized, you know what, life is short and death is certain. And I was most definitely not going to go to college. But at that point, I'm like, no way, there's got to be a better way. I went from a 2-income household to 1-income. And all of a sudden, I had to jump in that mom role and help my dad take care of my 2 younger sisters. And I went to college to study nutrition and health, thinking that would be my purpose, to help people not have to go through what we did. Well, shoot, 1 month out of college, 1 month after graduating, A, I couldn't find a job. B, I was diagnosed with the C word myself. I was diagnosed with testicular cancer.
Wow.
And so between losing mom and then having that myself, like I was in one of the best shapes I thought in my life. I'm like, man, that, you know, life isn't fair. What's going on? And I, you know, then I was devastated, but I look back now and I'm like, that had to happen. That's been, that's my story. That's where I got my thick skin. That's where I realized what I really wanted and what's really important in life. And, you know, when it rains, you can, I mean, you got 2 options. We can just fold up like a deck of cards, or we can just fight through it and push through it. And that's the only way I know how to do. And we just started doing it. And I hadn't met her till about 10 years after that. But, you know, I found the right people, started hanging out with the right people that were outthinking me. And, you know, really good things started to happen. So.
Amazing, man. This is what I love, because, you know, so many times, I don't know why, but people forget this part. People always forget this part. They see the current part and they're like, they just automatically assume that there was no struggle, there was no hardship. Yeah. And it turns out almost invariably that a lot of the time, the reason why people are in the position they are is because of these struggles. Yeah, you know, it's what made you strong. My buddy, I had my buddy do a diet for me like a few years back, and I was like several weeks just frustrated and everything. And I was really, really frustrated. I called him. And I was telling him everything that was going wrong. And he started to laugh. And he's like, I'm like, why are you laughing? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, because this is when you grow. This is the best part. Right. You know, like, don't forget this part. I want to stick to this little part of struggle, because we're going to go back in time now. I want to go back to 2012. We're at the end of a significant financial downturn here in the US. Not as bad as this one, but I mean, it's pretty bad. And what was going on in Travis and Brittany's lives? What was your financial state? What was going on with your family? And what was the aha moment that changed everything for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we were at a point where 2012, so we had a very successful business for 13 of 15 years. At the age of 22, I found network marketing. I found a nutrition company, went all in on that thing. And we created, you know, wealth in our life, time, freedom, financial peace. I met my wife, thank goodness. And it was selling nutritional supplements, something we were passionate about. But what we realized quickly on when 2008, 9, and 10 started to happen, you know, when people have to pay their bills and feed their kids, they're not buying health supplements. And her and I had our name on 31 different wellness centers around the United States with a handful of business partners. And we went in 2 years, guys, we went from 31 to 17, you know, stores, so to speak, centers, so to speak, within 2 years, and we lost it all. So here we are, August of 2012. Brittany was, substitute teaching at the time. I was working 100 hours to save a failing business. We were both in bankruptcy, almost $1 million in debt, 60 days from losing our house. I mean, Danny, it sounds like a country music song, but it's the truth. Our Tahoe had just been repossessed. Our brand new Tahoe we just purchased 2 years earlier had just been repossessed by a gentleman who drove up into our yard and grabbed our vehicle. And at the same time, Brittany thinks it'd be a great idea to give birth to twins. Why would you kick them while they're down, you know? And, I'm having fun when I say that. Obviously, the kids were the biggest blessing in our life, but that's where we were at in August of 2012. And again, it's like, you know, what are we going to do in this point? And I'm so grateful that I have somebody that I get to be with every day that thinks like, you know, she's a solution finder. It's what we both are together. We're way better together than we are as one. And, you know, that's,
we were in that position because at the time we valued material things. And, you know, that's why we're at this point today, because we realized over the last few years that material things don't buy us happiness. It only puts us in situations like that. So, you know, it's been a journey, and that's why we're at this point we are today.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. I love that. It's amazing too, because we're always talking about this. A lot of the time, rich people, you know, granted, a lot of rich people have, you know, big spending habits, but people who've done very well, a lot of them, you know, are very frugal, and they don't, you know, they value experiences. They, especially a lot, some people may have grown up rich and they, you know, they've seen all this their whole lives and they realize this is not what it's all about. And so many people don't have it. So they think that that's what it is, and that's what they want. And you guys obviously had it and it got taken away, but now you have this newfound respect for just looking for more. And obviously you have to continue to make money. That's important.
Yep.
So you guys started all over again, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we were at a point where, you know, again, that had to happen because that's when we were open. That's when I'm so grateful, because what's changed our life drastically right now is because we were open and we found a mentor. We found the right idea at the right place at the right time. Had we not been open, like I always, you know, I share with people, it's like, listen, everybody says, oh, it's good. I'm good. The bills are paid. Yeah, but that's the problem sometimes. Good is the enemy of great. And we were good for a long time. We were good. The bills were getting paid. We looked good. We drove good. We had a bunch of stuff. But man, what people didn't see is the debt was piling up. We were suffocating. I was dying inside. I never saw my wife. I never saw the kids. I missed the first 11 years of their life, or the 11 months of their life. And I'm like, man, it's not just about, you know, a pocket full of income is a pocket full of options, but we just didn't have our priorities right. I just wanted to be a dad. I wanted to be at home. And so we were praying, and we had been praying for 2 years. Holy cows. And you know, I think God puts the right people in your place at the right time. And thank God we were open, and we met one of the most successful, if not the most successful person I know in my life today. And he came into our life, and he's like, man, he didn't know how bad it was, but he's like, if you can pick yourself up and brush your knees off, he's like, I got an idea, and I think you're going to like it. And better than that, I'll teach you exactly what he did to create wealth in his life. He was a pastor. He was one of the most successful chiropractors in the entire United States. And he was part of a system and an idea and it had to do with travel and vacation. I'm like, holy cows, we hadn't been on a vacation since our honeymoon, almost 4 years. I'm like, I didn't know anything about a vacation other than we needed one.
Exactly.
And anyhow, so we saw that idea. We met him. I fell in love with him. He was a bald guy too. And we had that bond, and the rest is history. But, you know, I just think in those times of hardship is when you're, you know, you have a choice. You can be closed off to the world and play victim, and it's easy to go there. But the easy isn't always the best decision. Or you can be open and be vulnerable and just here it is, and, you know, what's next? And that's what started to happen.
Before you ask that next question, I want to ask them, you know, I want to tell them now, because we're in a similar time right now.
Yeah,
you know,
we
are in probably, it's going to be one of the worst, you know, downturns, depressions we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And I really love comedians in these times because they poke fun at this stuff. And I don't know if you guys know who J.P. Sears is. He's
he's the redhead guy. I'm sure you've got to love him.
Yeah.
He always does like funny skits.
Yeah, he's the king of satire. And he just made a video right now. And it's amazing. It's called How to Be a Bigger Idiot. And he talks about, he's like, you want to make sure that you blame everybody else for everything going on. Don't take responsibility.
Right.
And you know, all of us at some point or another in the last 4 weeks, myself included, have started to look at our situation and have wasted so much time. I mean, I regret the time I've wasted just ruminating over this crap. And so I want people to hear this, and I want people to see what you guys did, because, you know, I mean, sometimes there's this idea, and sometimes you don't even have the money to start a business. You know, you guys didn't even have money to start your business. You had to borrow the money, but you believed in it and you invested in yourself. And so I'm hoping that when people hear this, they're going to take that and just be like, you know what? At the end of the day, you know, my dad told me something when he went through rehab and stuff. He learned about, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And yep. Hopefully people can
that's right.
You know, ride that and, you know, take that by the horns and use it.
Yeah, man. I mean, Danny, I mean, that's it. It's like, you know, I think so many people live in this comfort zone, you know, by the age of 25, we're in this eeny weeny peeny comfort zone. And, you know, it is what it is. We all have a comfort zone, but in that comfort zone, there's no growth. I mean, we hang out with the same people, we drive the same stuff, we look the same because we kind of wear the same, the kids go to the same school, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's a go. I'm like, I don't want to be. I just there was more. There was something bigger and better. But what were we? Just two average people. I didn't have the Shark Tank ideas. I didn't have the money to start a business. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. But when the right people were placed in our life with an idea and we could start on a shoestring and gain wealth, like wealth, meaning time, freedom, and financial peace, I'm like, man, let's go for it. Our business 7 years ago cost us just under $400. We had 12 credit cards. Every single one of them declined. We tried every one, hoping that one would go through. And $365 declined 12 times. And then our good friends that introduced us to our mentor, they're like, you know what? Just, you know, talk about a pride and ego check.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that was an emotional day. I wasn't borrowing from people. But I'm like, you know what? Thank you. And they put it, you know, we got our business off the ground and up and running. And obviously we've paid them back, but I'm like, man, you know, Danny, your dad shared that with you. My mom always said, if you got a gut feeling, go with it. We had a gut feeling. And I'm like, we gotta flip the page. That was a good 15 years. It was a great 15 years, but maybe it's time for something better. And I think there's so much opportunity right now in this coronavirus for people that if people just stopped hanging on so tightly, and I know why they're doing it. I get it. We hang on so tightly to the little bit we have or that we've worked so hard for. But in doing that, they never take their hands and just look up and go, holy cow, there's opportunity around me everywhere. And I just wish for people to see that there's people like you guys that would die to have people that have desire and drive, and doesn't matter where they came from, just a willingness to work hard in a system where if they win, we win too.
Right.
And are grateful for that.
Yeah. I think right now more than ever, there's a separation of, you know, the way people think, and you are forced to decide whether you are going to follow by the rules or you're going to be on the other side and start to do something different. And so that's where people have to really decide right now today in this Corona situation, whether they're going to do something different and go with that gut feeling of, you know, something that needs to happen for themselves to be able to create a business for themselves or whatever. Now's the time to take a risk more than ever.
Yeah. 100%. Extra stream of income, right? I mean, you know, I've never met a wealthy employee. There's nothing wrong with the job, but it never mattered to me how much somebody made. If they have to go to a job, they still have to show up. Our good buddy, Greg, he is an amazing, one of the best plastic surgeons in the state of Ohio, but he still looks for extra streams of income because if he's not doing the plastic surgeon thing and showing up and taking time from his family, he has money, but he doesn't have time freedom.
Right,
and I'm like, yeah, what do the people do that have time freedom and financial peace? Yeah. And that's where people got to learn, you know, that's where fortunately for us, we learned, you know, early on how to create a residual income where we could build something and we could continue to have an income coming in based on effort and time put into something in the past that would pay us forever in the future. And so that's why I get passionate about it. And I get emotional because whew, you can do good, but man, when you figure out the residual income, you know, that thing is, it can change your life, you know?
I'm so glad you're talking about that because it's a perfect segue into our next question because it, you know, it's true. Like we all get stuck in our comfort zones and our jobs and the rat race. And also it doesn't help that this is what we're told that we're supposed to do as well.
Right.
We're not supposed to take risks. And you know, we're supposed to be safe. So, you know, they say the entrepreneur's journey has several stages: intimidation, novelty, overwhelm, rhythm, failure, rejuvenation, and temperance. You know, people may look at your situation and not really fully understand the journey of an entrepreneur. Can you guys go through these stages for people who are trying to break free, you know, from that typical employee mindset, really?
Yeah, I think of it a lot like a relationship.
Yeah.
And you're dating someone and, you know, it's like, it's a new thing and it's exciting. You're in that honeymoon stage, just like starting a business. You get excited about it. And then, you know, you start to see what's happening. You may get overwhelmed and, you know, in a relationship, there might be some things that happen where you're trying to figure it out as a couple. And then, you know, you figure out whether it works or not. You might fail at it. And then you had to just, you know, move forward, adapt and keep growing as an entrepreneur till you get to the point where, you know, you can start taking bigger risks and start, you know, you've got that foundation, that thick skin, like Travis said, that, you know, that mindset of, you know, you're unstoppable. And at that point you can start expanding and growing. And then you get to a point where you're like, I can't even imagine doing anything but being an entrepreneur. Yeah. And, you know, you are not hireable. You're not employable at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
I've hit that point. I've hit it, you know?
Yeah. I think once you, it's one of those things. Once you
glimpse.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you can't go back.
Yeah. Right. I mean, look, I was in sales, right? So I was in sales, but, you know, when someone would tell me no, you know, when I was in sales, it was, for some reason, it was easier back then because there was a base salary, there was benefits and all this stuff. And for some reason, people can't get past the fact that, like, when they start their own business and people start to shoot them down, or they start to have, you know, they start to experience these obstacles, that all of a sudden they don't have faith in their business. They don't have faith in themselves. They have more faith in a nameless corporation that will forget everything they've ever done. I know this because I've went through it. I was the yes man. I was the company guy. I did everything that I was supposed to do. And, you know, when something would come up, it was like all of a sudden I was relegated back to a number. But your name's on the wall of fame in the home office, and doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, I'd rather fall on my own and be able to pick myself up than have to rely on someone else. That's just how I feel now. And I think that, you know, I feel like a lot of these things that we learn, we share it on the podcast. We're not saying it's for everybody, but dang, it's pretty darn good. I mean, in my opinion, it's the best way to go, you know?
Yeah, man. God, I mean, that's spot on. You know, I said it earlier, Dan, it's right with what you said, but we become who we hang out with. I mean, and when I heard that years ago, our income is the average of my 10 best friends, I'm like, well, damn, I need a new job and I need new friends. Like, I love the people in my life. I love my family. I love my friends that we used to have, and they're still friends, but I had to get around the people that, you know, had been there and done that. I love being in the room where I am the low man on the totem pole, I'm the person is surrounded by the people that all outthink me. They're all more successful. I thrive on that.
Love that.
So, you know, it's like the trainer in the gym that just, you know, you want to just have them kick your butt because he or she can show you something that you don't know. And I think there's a progression to it. And that was a good analogy, huh? That was a great job. Well done.
I love it. So let's talk about, you know, in life, no matter what you do, there's going to be obstacles. You're going to have lots of fun, but you're also going to have, you know, downturn. But, you know, one of the things that we asked our team recently, and we shared this with you guys, is we wanted to hear your thoughts on it, is what in your mind creates an unstoppable momentum?
Yeah. I mean, great question. I think a lot of, you know, first of all, it comes down to mindset. You know, we didn't grow up in a family where we were personally developed. We did this, get good grades, get a good job so we can work for 40, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't like to read. I never read one book. That's my claim. I never read one book from front to back throughout my college, high school and college education. Honest to goodness, the first book I ever read, I was 22 years old. It was the beginning. It was the first week of June of 1998. My millionaire mentor handed me the book Think and Grow Rich. And the second book was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I picked that up and I started reading. I got the goosebumps. I couldn't put it down. Because when you're into something, like I was into having more and doing more and being better and having a purpose-driven life. And so I think a lot of your question is, oh my goodness, Danny. Oh, like having unstoppable momentum. First of all, it's knowing that it's possible, but you got to go into it with the right attitude. Nothing is an overnight success. My buddy Jefferson and Matt Morris, all these buddies of ours, they're multi-millionaires. But what I remember, you know, Jefferson says, I'm a 22-year overnight success. So it's not about if you're just going to look at a business or a workout program or a relationship and go, I'll just see if it works. We'll see what it's like in 3 months, 6 months, or a year. You might as well quit.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So true.
Because it isn't going to happen. And so, you know, the hardest part about getting a car that's stuck in the mud is to start pushing and to start creating some momentum. But I think where most people stop, we've certainly been there a number of times, is we'll start pushing the car and then all of a sudden we forget about the consistent, persistent effort part. And that's what's going to, that consistency and persistency over time is what's going to allow that car to keep on moving with or without you. And you got other people behind you now pushing, but you've got to go until is ... until could be 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. But it's like, we always looked at it going, God, what are we going to do in the next 3 to 5 years? Anyhow, we got to get good at something worth getting good at, because the time's going to pass either way. And if we want something to be different, we just need to do something different.
When we looked at building our business, we looked at it like a marathon with a bunch of sprints in it. It was like they told us, you know, just work through a season and work hard and fast for a season of your life. And, you know, there's ups and downs in your business all the time. So you just got to take advantage of those high points and run with it and be consistent for as long as you can. And then when that low point comes, you're prepared for it. And then you're just, you recover and you gain, you know, that clarity back and you readjust, and then you move forward and you start that new season and you go strong for that next season. And that's what helped keep us going for as long as we did, for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. The analogy it was, you know, you create, you get out of the blocks because your enthusiasm and your excitement and you're reading books, you're hanging out with the right people. So it's like, boom, a lot of people have, you know, spikes in results. You guys, holy cows, came out of the blocks and setting records within our idea. Well, but you didn't stop. But what most people do is they go up and then all of a sudden something happens. Life hits them in the face. Yeah. Someone, you know, a tragedy happens, something happens, business, you know, things happen to people in their businesses' lives. And then all of a sudden you plateau, and then you got to ramp it up, breathe again, and psych yourself up, put a little Rocky IV on. And then we go back up. But it's a game of peaks and valleys. I mean, that's it. It's peaks and plateaus and peaks and plateaus. And sometimes your business comes backwards, but that's why we've learned to never, we don't ever look at our business in a daily or a weekly or even a monthly. We don't evaluate our business even every month. We evaluate every quarter, because we could have a really crappy month, but if the other two or majority of the other two were great, we had a win for the quarter. Right. And so it's just not looking short term. It's most people overestimate where they'll be in something that they're going to try. I'm going to look like, you know, they think they're going to look like you more, Danny. And they come in, I can do this in 6 months. And then when they realize they can't, they overshoot where they're going to be in 6 months. But then when they don't hit it, their bubbles burst and whatever. But here's what they forget. They underestimate where they could be in 2 or 3 or 5 years if they just kept chipping away at it.
Absolutely.
Some best piece of advice.
And honestly, it's like this can be used for so many things. Like, I think this is how it is for everything in life. And like one of the, you know, an example that stands out to me, because I get so many messages from women all the time, you know, like, I've been working out for 6 months, 9 months. I don't even care if they tell me a year, you know, a year. When am I gonna see results? And I just let them know, well, I think I started to finally see some results after about 3 years. You know, three of like working out 6 days a week for 2 hours a day, you know, and just learning. And also just like you guys say, I don't feel great every day. Every day is not a good workout. Oh my gosh. There are so many days that I go into that gym and I'm like, ugh. But I just do it. You just do. And like, it's true. Like, you think you're going to get these fast results. And like, you know, people underestimate how long things take sometimes and how much work, you know, and that you have to do it right too. Cause you could still be working out for 4 years doing it wrong. So yeah, I just love that. I love that. Cause it's so true. It's so true. What you guys say.
Now, Danny, you said it in a nutshell. It's like people look at the final product.
Yeah.
And they forget to look. They look at the Olympic athlete. Wow. They don't realize they've put in 25,000 hours in those ice skates to become freaking Christy Yamaguchi. They just see the finished product. They just see what you look like. And they're like, man, I can do this. But we're short-term thinkers. We're like water. We follow the least resistance, short-term thinking people. And those attributes, I used to think that way, but they sure don't get you what you want. We've got to think bigger. We got to think longer term.
Yeah. So let's dig into this a little bit more, because I think people just really need some like practical. I know I'm the type of person. I'm like, all right, just give me some practical tips. So, you know, our word for 2020, was focus. It's funny how that worked out. You know, we find one of the biggest obstacles, many of us, especially with the culture that we're living in now, you know, due to the overwhelming amount of distractions that we are constantly being exposed to, you know, some which are disguised as opportunities, you know, they can take us off track and keep us from living the life of our dreams. So, you know, for you two to achieve what you have achieved in the last, you know, 7+ years, you had to stay focused. So, you know, what are some little tips and tricks that you guys use, you know, for staying focused and, you know, avoid, you know, being taken off track?
Well, I think number one, you have to set goals, you know, short-term goals that you can achieve. Yes. And, you know, you got to get obsessed with those goals. Yeah. I think back to when I was trying to become a fitness pro and competing in my shows, and I'd get in, you know, that 90-day prep program before the show. I needed zero distractions. I mean, I needed Trav to pick up the slack and, you know, take care of the kids. You know, there's so many things that life throws at us every single day. And when you have a family, it's just on another level. You guys know that. So, you know, you can't avoid distractions, but you can find a way to control them and work together as a team. So during that time, as I was prepping for shows, I would have Travis help me pick up the slack. It was a team effort. And when he was, you know, working on building our business, he took majority of the reins and I would pick up the slack at home. So, you know, it could be different for someone as a single person with a single mom with kids. You know, I need to find out how they would do it. But, you know, for us, it works. We found a way. We found that solution to be able to work as a team, to be able to get rid of those distractions and just get obsessed with that goal for a short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot too. I mean, she's spot on. You know, it's just, it's really the first thing is just making a decision. If you got a gut feeling and you're going to go for something, you know, you can't half-ass it. If you kind of go for something and your family and friends think you're really going for it, but in your mind, you're only kind of going for it. Well, that's when you're going to hear it from the outside forces, other people's opinions. The problem with society, the problem with a lot of people in the world today is we're so addicted to the approval of what people think. Who cares? Who cares what they think? They already think what they think. But when we made a decision, their opinions never paid our bills.
Yes.
And I love
exactly.
Their opinions didn't pay our bills. So when we, to stay focused, we made a decision. I have four things that are sharp in my head. We made a decision that we're going to do this with or without anybody, if it was going to be Danny, it was up to us. And then we made a plan. And I think what's important about making the plan is you got to have prizes along the way. We're not robots. We're not machines, though we feel like one sometimes. And but then we have those bad days or bad weeks. But it's like there's prizes along the way. We'd reward ourselves. You have to sacrifice. Well, we got rid of the TV. We got rid of listening to the radio, and we started putting in personal development CDs and listen to the motivational speakers and different things with our company. We stopped having date nights as often as we did, but those were treats. Those became prizes along the way. If we did this, this, and this, we wouldn't get our date night if we didn't hit those goals. But if we did, we would reward ourselves. And that really helped us stay focused. And then it's just massive action, knowing what it is that I think you're really going for. At the beginning, for Brittany and I, we knew where our bills were. Man, I wish I would have known this. So for you viewers, this is so big. We all know where our bills are. Those are residual, meaning every single month, whether or not we like it, whether or not we're in a coronavirus, whether or not we have a good job or life is really great to us, or we don't have a job at all and we're on unemployment. Those bills keep coming. Yep. But nobody in our whole life ever taught us a way to make a residual income, income every month that would come in higher than our bills. So one day our bills could be paid with this residual money. And now her and I, we could get our life back. What motivated us at the beginning, because your goals change, your focus has changed, but it's that reason why. Like, why are you starting to do what you wanted to do anyhow? And I always tell people, I'm like, man, if your reason why, I get the goosebumps saying it, because I'm thinking, if your reason why doesn't make you cry, it's maybe not big enough, because somebody's going to pee in your ear and you're going to let them ruin it for you.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be massive. And our first goal, it was just to become financially free, be completely free of the shackles of having these bills that owned our life. And once we hit that, once the residual income was higher than our bills, well, then it became, how many places in the world, how many people can we help, or how many places in the world could we take our kids and experience? But there was always something. When you get to where you think you always wanted to be, you get there and then you're like, holy cows, this just opens up a whole nother can. Now there's something bigger. And it was always staying focused on that prize. And it's easy to get distracted, especially when times like this happen, right? But staying focused on the big prize and having prizes along the way to reward yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what's kept us, as focused as we can be, in our career.
I love that, because especially, not everybody's going to be in this situation. And, this is just for people who have, a partner or a wife or a husband. You talked about Brittany, like when you were in prep mode, Travis shouldered the load with the kids. Travis did a little bit more. And sometimes Mauda's not going to be able to do the business as much as I am. And sometimes I'm not going to be able to do the business as much. But we need to communicate, and we need to.
Right.
One of the things that I was thinking about this whole time, and it'll be a good segue to the next question, is the bottom line is you never quit. I mean, that's just not an option. Yeah. I mean, unless you just, you had all your eggs in this one basket and, you found out that there was just absolutely no way to do it, which is very hard to know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You have to keep going, I think that one is an obvious one, but I want to get your thoughts on this other question is what can hurt an organization or a team or a business? What are some of the things that people should be aware of? Because I think of that Jim Rohn speech where he talks about the parable of the sower, but I'd love to get your guys' take on this. Is like, what can hurt an organization or a team?
Well, I think, one of the biggest things can hurt a team is having someone with, that ego and pride and that gets in the way, and they want to do everything themselves. They're not coachable. They're not teachable. They're not willing to work as a team and be able to build up each other's strengths and use each other's strengths and weaknesses to grow the team. I think we've seen it personally from our previous business in our nutrition company. And, when people lose focus and they start to realize, they start to think more about themselves than the team, it could make the whole thing fall apart. And we've seen that. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. And most things do. It's like, it's, most things in life, whether it's like my favorite coaches weren't the ones that said, hey, go do this, go run those, go wrestle on the mat and try those. No, man, my favorite coaches, no matter what I was doing, were always the ones that did it right with us.
Yeah.
And Matt, they were sweaty with us. They were in the locker room after. I love that. And so it comes down to, it's just whatever you're doing, it's lead by example. And just remembering that those people that are in your business, they're going through the things that you did or we did when they first joined. There's a difference between empathy and sympathy. I empathize often. I'm not very sympathetic always, because it's like, no, it's toughen up, buttercup. We got this. If this is hard, go get cancer, go get heart disease. Like so many people in their life, they've been through the hardest obstacles in life. They beat cancer, they beat heart, they beat something amazing, but then they get a problem in their life with a business or a relationship or fitness. And all of a sudden they want to fold up like a deck, like you just beat freaking cancer. Like there isn't a quit bone. That's not an option. We don't have that. And, it's just leading by example and doing the best you can to be a shining light for other people. So, because it gives them something to aspire to be like, right?
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's related to Brittany's thing, because, you know, if you got a leader who's got a big ego, he's going to be, he or she's going to be saying, telling people what to do. And if they're not leading by example,
right.
I've learned that, you know, I mean, and it's only been a short amount of time that we've been involved in doing business together, but you know, you can't depend on others. You just have to, have to be the one on the front lines, you know, with, you know, what do they call it? Yeah, I guess on the front lines in war, like, you know, Washington freaking on the front lines, carrying that American flag across the Delaware.
Exactly,
you know?
Like a Braveheart. Like, yes. That's what I picture, even though I've never seen that. Yeah. Danny says it's like a
Braveheart. Oh my gosh, she's never seen Braveheart. I've told her for years.
Well, because I know I'm gonna cry, and you're gonna make fun of me.
Oh, you're for sure.
Plus the kids can't watch it.
Let's zoom and watch it together.
Yes,
we should plan it.
Yes, yes.
Don't make fun of me if I cry. I cry for everything.
You're gonna cry.
It's not that hard to make me cry.
Yep.
Anyways,
right when you think you know it all is when you slide back to where you used to be. That was one of the most prominent things that my mentor told me. He says, the day you think you know it all is the day you're headed back to where you used to be. Man, you got to be teachable. You got to be coachable. I don't care. There is always people that are better. And, you know, it's humbling at times to be in the ditch, to have business not where you want it to be, but to pick up the phone and call the people that can help you out of that ditch, because those are people that have already been in the ditch over and over and over and over. They figured out how to get out of it. If you just humble yourself to make the calls or to get around those people, man, normally you could have saved yourself weeks or months or years worth of, you know, what do they say in Dumb and Dumber? Years of pain and anguish.
Exactly.
Anyhow, there we go.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Well, so, all right. Well, you guys, you guys have taken over 77 trips in the last 7 years. Those are great numbers, by the way.
Seven.
Your kids have over 28 stamps on their passports, super jelly. You know, so what role has travel played in your personal development and your children's development? You know, because that's something that's always been so important to us. You guys homeschool, world school. I don't like the word homeschool, but world school like we do. And that's one of the biggest reasons we did choose to homeschool is because we wanted to travel. And we thought that there was so much more to learn, to be honest. So what has been your experience?
It started, you know, the travel bug got in me when I was young. My parents were both teachers and we took a trip any spring break, summer break, winter break. We were going somewhere. So I don't have a great memory from my past, you know, like high school and that. I can't remember anything about high school or middle school, but I do remember the trips we took. That is what I look back and I'm like, those were the memories that I can always rely on. And I wanted that for my family. So when I met Travis and, you know, his goal ultimately was to have that time freedom and money freedom to be able to travel and just make experiences of family, I was all in on that. And then, you know, having kids, we really, you know, we started to wonder, are we going to put them in school? What are we going to do? And, you know, being a part of our travel club, we were around a lot of other people that had world schooled their kids. And so that got in our mind, like, wow, we could really do this. And, you know, what better education than to just have our kids experience the world? Yeah. And so we started to realize that, you know, our goals really were to just expose our kids to as much of the world as possible, to as many experiences as possible, and let them figure out what their passions are from that. They'll experience a bunch along the way, but they'll ultimately find what they are most excited about in life and take that and run with it. Yeah. And it's just expanded our mind so much, just being a part of this travel club. And for a lot of people, it just sounds like a little travel club, but it's just changed our life in so many ways, and how we raise our kids and how we are treat each other in our relationship. And we've built this together. So it's just helped grow our relationship and our bond, and having the same goals for the future. It's just, it's just helped us in so many areas of our life.
Yeah. Big time.
And kids are so easy too. You know, like we haven't been to, you know, like overseas or anything, but you know, even just going to Cuba with the kids, like, our kids don't speak Spanish, but it's like kids don't even need language. They just play. It doesn't even matter. They just meet other kids wherever they go. And it's just so cool to watch, you know, because they're so, like, they have no prejudices. They'll play with anyone. They'll talk to anyone.
Yeah. And I always love that feeling, like waking up, you know, you forget until, like, you're kind of like out of it, and you wake up and then you realize that you're in somewhere completely different. It's such an awesome feeling to just be somewhere new. And I think this is the best.
Yeah,
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, Danny, I finish your thought.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you the last question. I'm super excited to ask you.
We have to end with this one.
I was just going to say one thing for me, and it was crazy. I just told her this the other day. It's like, we just got back. We went to Europe and Dubai. We don't really do a whole lot of gifts anymore. We do memories. Our kids don't remember what they got for their birthday, you know, in September last year, but they remember stuff from every single vacation or every single part of the world that we've been in. And it's, you know, I go back to in high school and college, I never read a book. I think I got to a point where that was the whole goal, was to get through without reading a book, but I wasn't interested in reading, and therefore I wasn't interested in the stuff or the history. We were in Europe, and we're looking at, we're right in front of the Statue of David. I can get emotional thinking about it, because our kids are there. We're hearing what Michelangelo, you know, here's the Statue of David, the real life deal that in high school and college I could give a rip about. But when you're there, and I remember I read something, and it's just talk about vision, and maybe it's off subject, but Michelangelo, they're like, how did you create the Statue of David? You know, you had this big block. How did you create this? And it was so emotional. My kids are there, and we're reading what Michelangelo said. He goes, it was simple. He goes, I just kept chipping away everything that wasn't in my clear vision.
Wow.
And that was an emotional moment for me, because it was for my kids and my wife. And I just, I mean, travel, like when we're there, you can just, you feel it. It's a feeling. It's something that comes over you. And I'm like, I get why I didn't like it when I used to try to read about it, or they tried to force me, because I just wasn't ready for it. But man, when we're ready for it, and then kids are, they'll always remember, they'll tell that story. I guarantee it forever. And so will I. You can tell I get emotional about it, but we're just so grateful to be able to travel like we do, for sure. But you need money, which gives you time to be able to travel. And, and then, so super excited.
Well, I don't even want to ask that question. I'm more excited about the last question.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because we're involved with this. So, you know, this is like T-ball right here. I'm going to put the ball on the tee. I'm going to just have you whack the crap out of this ball. So what projects do you have coming up? Who are you working with? And where can people find out more or find you online?
Well, I'll answer the first part. And then her idea is just so big, and it's so awesome. But, you know, we are part of something very special. And she's alluded to, you know, a travel club. Listen, bottom line is, we did to travel what the Netflix, you know, did to the film industry. There is no more blockbusters. There is no more, you know, Hollywood Video. When people realize they can just download a subscription to Netflix and get unlimited videos right from the palm of their hand, then, you know, that changed. Millions and millions of customers are now on Netflix. Well, we are part of something that took the same exact concept. No other company, no other person, no, nobody else has ever done it in the world. And we're the first wholesale, app on your phone to wholesale travel. And that allows us net rates, which is anywhere from a 30 to 80% discount than anybody can get anywhere in the world on outside of the best online price, 30 to 80% discount. And with that idea has drastically changed our life. We became a member of this idea 7.5 years ago, right in the middle of that storm in our life in the last recession. And there's a way to refer that app. There's a way to refer that subscription to other people that maybe want to save money, or they want to travel more at a less expensive price, or they even want to make money because you can share it with other people and you can make money doing it. The homeless millionaires. Well, the millionaire part became through this idea because financially it changed our whole life, like way bigger than we ever even imagined. And within that idea, my wife has just had this burning desire, and I'm going to let her share it, but we couldn't be more excited. People are, the other day I had somebody, they're like, you guys could just play. They knew we took most of the last 4 years off, and then we go and meet people like you, and I'm like, we can't play. These are awesome people. It's time to pay it forward. It's time to get up. We're all about paying it forward today. Yeah. And so they asked, why are you working so hard? We're working so hard because we have amazing freaking new people in our life that started out as business partners, quickly become friends, and then we end up as family like yourselves. And that's motivating for us. And it's not about us anymore. And we're looking for people that are looking for something more. So share your idea, because it's keeps us up at night.
You know, for the last 7 years, we had just, like we said, traveled the world with our kids and made a lot of fun, had a lot of fun, made a lot of memories. But just this last year, we're starting to really dig deeper and wanted to be more intentional and, do something that we wanted to be excited about. What would get us jumping out of bed in the morning and, putting together all the things that we've done, all our past, the energy and effort we put into the fitness, with me becoming a fitness pro and all that time and money and investments going into doing that. And then Travis, with his entrepreneurship and all that we've learned, it's all a culmination of, what we're doing right now. And we started looking at other companies that are doing what we're about to do. And we saw how much fun they were having. There's a company out there called Active Escapes, for example. And I've been following them for, 8 years and saw how they've grown so quickly. And they're just having a blast. They're traveling the world. They're getting people together, having fun, doing fitness. And I'm thinking, wow, we have this same platform. We have the partnerships and, we could do the same thing that they're doing. And we have a system in place where we can really be able to benefit from each other's networks. And, being in the fitness industry, I was looking at all the people that are struggling and spinning their wheels trying to make money. I was the same way, being an entrepreneur for so many years and making a residual income, I was struggling with how can I make a residual income? I wanted to do something in fitness, but I didn't know, I didn't want to give up my freedom. I didn't want to be tied to a computer or to a single location. And, so I struggled with that. And so when it hit us that we have this amazing platform in place where we can, bring people to these resorts and do something cool. That's where Rock Your Body Retreats came about. And so we're doing a Rock Your Body Retreat, our very first one in August 19th through the 23rd. We're getting a bunch of people together from around the world coming into Hard Rock Riviera Maya in Mexico and hitting up the number one beach gym, Tulum Jungle Gym. Yes. And you guys are super excited about that. Yes. We've never been.
Great.
And we just want to be able to, move forward with this in a way that is unique and sets us apart from all the other people that are out there trying to do the same thing and use our platform to be able to, for all of us to benefit from it financially and create a residual income long-term through our travel membership.
Right. For those people that, most people that are into health and fitness, you ask them outside of their family, outside of their kids or their other half, what's the most important thing? It's travel. When the coronavirus lifts, whenever that is, it's going to be the largest surge in travel history ever, worldwide ever. The hard part is what I know in my heart. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of people hurt by that. They've been laid off, downsized, right? So they don't have the money in their bank accounts, but our membership can allow those people a $25 membership, two tens and a five. A $25 membership, just like Netflix, just like Planet Fitness, just like whatever subscription that you have to whatever, that membership can allow people a net rate, a 30 to 80% discount. So now those families that don't have the money in their bank account that they did a month or two or three ago before the coronavirus, they can still get their friends and family to Disney World. They can still go to Mexico or Dubai, or they can do whatever. We just took the spin of, hey, let's take our health and fitness minded influencers and friends that we have, like yourself, two of the biggest people in the keto space, if not the biggest, and let's mesh health and fitness with travel. Let's go to these amazing places around the world. We've got the Blue Lagoon in Iceland looking to go. We're looking to go to the Caribbean this next year. We're, you know, one every quarter. We're going to Sedona, Arizona. We'll have them in Miami. But we need other influencers, other fitness-minded people that see what we see to help us scale this thing. We started out in a beta test, and after 90 days, it was like, guess we're all in, because the beta's out the window, because it was growing faster than we could even come up
that
with.
That was us.
You guys met us at that point. We're like, I have we were rocking, and it's just continued to grow. So we're really working on something big. We couldn't be more excited, Danny and Maura, and we're just really, really grateful that you guys saw our vision and you see what's happening, and we can impact a lot of people in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, it's already changed our lives, and we haven't even gone on the first trip yet. And it's already changed our lives, and we've been able, this is the part that I really, really love. Can you hear us? Okay. Can you guys hear us?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. We've been
able to. You were frozen for a second.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Something's a little funky with the connection, but we're good, yeah. I think now.
We've been able to share this with other people, and what better thing than to offer such a gift to our friends who are in the same place. I mean, I hear you talk about this all the time, Travis, about, you know, nobody's going to be like, hey, Danny, man, my life's terrible right now. You know, I'm struggling. I can't pay my bills. I'm not happy with my job. No one's going to do that. And right. So, you know, someone like you and, you know, the people that you've learned from, and I've learned so much from you, and I've learned from your mentor as well, is just telling me, listen, it's our job to go find them. And listen, if they're good, fantastic. I'm really happy. But if they're not good, then grab on for your life, because we're going. Like, we are going, and we're going fast, and we're going far. And I mean, this is one of those things that we saw it when you guys shared it with us in the first 5 minutes. We were just like, we were in, you know? And so we're just so excited to see.
We were like, yes or yes?
Yeah. Yes or yes.
Is it a yes or is it a yes?
Yep. Yep. And here we are now, like, you know, your mentor. Yeah. And your mentor told me, like, your mentor called me, and I mean, it meant the world to me. And he was like, listen, what you're doing is amazing. You're still on the other side of this, though. You don't even know what it's like on this side. He's like, I just want to encourage you. Right. Keep going, because I mean, it's amazing on this side. And I'm like, I know I may not be there already, but I see it. I mean, it's in my mind. I see every single part of it. I see, you know, the ability to spend more time with my kids all around the world, the ability to make amazing memories and get to know my friends, even in the keto space, in the non-keto space, and make memories with them that we'll never forget. So it's been amazing to have you guys. We appreciate it so much. Where can people find out more about this? Where can people find you? You know, let us know where people can find you.
Yeah, well, you know, you can go to rockyourbodyretreats.com, rockyourbodyretreats.com/Danny. Okay. rockyourbodyretreats.com/Danny. Our Instagram page, we are the homeless millionaires, the homeless_millionaires. That's our journey around all of North America. And we have some stuff on YouTube and that. And then my personal Instagram is traveling with Trav, right? How fitting. Traveling with Trav, T-R-A-V. But, you know, I just say for any of you watching that are just, if you're open, if you have a desire for something better, you know, there's something more, but maybe you were like I was at the age of 22 and I didn't know what. I just knew I was going to have more. I knew I was going to have better. I knew I was going to have an abundant life filled with purpose, but I hadn't found it, or I hadn't found the right people. You've got great people sitting in front of you. We're grateful to have met Danny and Maura. Listen, they can show you a way to have better. And what they've done in a handful of months, literally in this global idea that we have in 45 plus markets around the world with millions of people that are part of this idea, they are literally record setters in this space. And so you have people like that. And I'd say, reach out. Listen, there's no harm in getting more information. But if you never try, you'll never know. If you never get the information so you can make a good decision, you'll never know. And the last thing I'll tell you is, you know what? Why not you? Why not now? For real.
Yeah.
For real. It's the middle of May. We're in a coronavirus. It's 2020. And my mentor always said, he said, look at the masses of the people. And when whatever they're doing, figure out a way to do the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
When most people are living in fear and they're living in uncertainty, and I get it. But I also know when they're living in fear, they're living in uncertainty, they're just sitting around watching Netflix or doing whatever to, you know, why there's so much opportunity. There's so many companies out there that are growing like crazy. We're one of them. Yeah. We are growing at record speed. Man, what if you could get in front of a wave that in another 6 months, 12 months, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, life could be different for you like it has become for us? We'll teach you exactly how to do it. And if that makes sense, or you got a gut feeling, then get to rockyourbodyretreats.com/Danny and or reach out to us on Instagram, and we'd love to share our idea with you, because there's certainly room for more people at the top. Thanks for having us on, guys.
We love you guys. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Guys, we're going to take a minute right now to tell you about one of our amazing sponsors, Santa Cruz Medicinals. Santa Cruz Medicinals is a company that we've been using for years now. They make high potency, high quality, lab tested CBD formulas at an affordable price. They offer ketogenic, paleo, gluten-free, sugar-free, lab tested formulas.
You all may remember when we did our cannabis series last year. One of the things we learned with CBD is that the research is pretty clear on dosage. 5 to 20 grams per kilogram is what you should be taking per day. And most of the quote-unquote CBD you see online and on Amazon is severely underdosed. Most of these products are offering dosages that are so low, you'd have to down a bottle a day. That's why we love Santa Cruz Medicinals, because they offer highly dosed, potent CBD with clean ingredients, and they have several cool products, but we want to share our favorites with you. So what are your favorites, my love?
All of them? No, really. I have yet to try a product from them that I don't love. However, I will talk about some of my ride or die products. So during my cycle, I get horrible migraines, guys. And my go-to is definitely their peppermint tincture or the 10,000 milligrams to get a potent anti-inflammatory dose. Peppermint has been shown in studies to relieve migraine pain. But let's talk about the pain salve real quick, because this I use for almost everything. And everyone in this household agrees we cannot live without it. So the CBD pain salve, it has clean ingredients that you can trust, but it also has peppermint, which really, really helps. And so what I like to do is I'll rub some on my temples, and it really provides instant relief for me when I have bad headaches. But of course, I'll use it as well for any muscle pain that I have.
Well, I'm personally a huge fan of the 10,000 milligram bottles of CBD in MCT oil. I put it in my coffee, and then again at night, I'll put some more in, like some broth or whatever drink I'm drinking, a hot tea, to get an adequate dose for the day. I also love the pain salve, especially when I'm extra sore. We usually take turns massaging it onto each other, and it always does the job. You guys also have to try the new CBD infused hemp and collagen protein. If you're a fan of horchata, you will love this one.
Oh, that one is so good, guys. We just tried it and it is so good. So yeah, if you're interested, check them out. You can find them at scmedicinals.com. And of course, don't forget to use the code FatFueledMom at checkout to save 15% on your order and get free shipping, guys.
Was great, but it wasn't working for me.
Yeah, AD the gang. I know the devil is scheming. AD the gang. I got an army of heathens. We out here pledging allegiance. A, B, the gang. I know we need Jesus. A, B,
be the gang.
Gang, gang.
A, B, the gang.
Gang, gang.
Whoa. Hype, yo. Energy hype, yo. I am on flight mode. Yeah, swish, swish. I cannot be out of line. Daily renewing my mind. I stop with these guys. One time for my dogs in the A. Two times for my brothers in day. Time for the score and the play. I gotta get him escape. Is he dumb in the face? How am I finished? No way. I got too much on my plate. Making these rounds buffet. I got a few tricks. I only let biz mix. Stop it up. What? I do it for a 116. I cannot sleep. Too many wolves fighting the sheep. Yeah. God told me relax, when Jesus come back, my brothers gon' laugh, yo.
A, B, the gang, I know the devil is scheming. A, B, the gang, I got an army of heathens. Whoa, B, the gang, we are here pledging allegiance. A, B, the gang, I know we need Jesus. Pull up with the gang, we eat, yeah, you know we gotta feast. It ain't never been like this, boy, I had to plant the seed. You can talk all that you want, cause ain't no defining me. Fully heathens on the fine, we got the game on the leash. I got the key to the vault, they waiting on me to fall. I took a trip with my dog, slim shot, got us all at the dogs. Dominicanos en el patio, nosotros venimos desde abajo. Yo con Gabi ahora estoy matando, si ellos quieren más pues dale mambo. Be the gang, I know the devil is